Good girls love to play with their pussy's princess. The pussy is the primary sexual organ of true sissies. Yes, sweetie, it's so nice for a sissy to just forget all about her useless little clitty and focus on stimulating her tight little pussy. There are many wonderful ways that this can be done, princess. Just relax and allow your sexual arousal to intensify as you think about how much you want hard cocks in your little pussy, princess. It's nice to take things slow and be gentle at first, sweetie, to avoid any unwanted pain. Pussies are very sensitive and they need a little gentle stimulation to help get them all wet and ready for a man's cock, sweetie. Good girls like to keep their pussies perfectly clean and smooth at all times, princess, and that is why it's a wonderful idea to douche your pussy on a regular basis, whether you're going to be seeing a man or not. It's nice to make your pussy sparkle, sweetie, and it should be kept clean enough that you could happily get fussed by a big strong man and then eagerly suck his cock after he pulls out of your pussy without the slightest need to worry about hygiene or anything the least bit yucky, princess. Yes, sweetie. Good girls like their pussies to sparkle and pussies feel so much nicer in good girls' panties if they are completely smooth, sweetie. Good girls know that hair is yucky on the private parts and this is why it's so much nicer for your pussy to be kept smooth on a regular basis, princess. You agree happily as you giggle away in your little head and think about what a naughty slut you are for big strong men and their thick twitching cocks. Now, sweetie, it's time we talk about training your pussy to take cocks like a good girl. It is of the utmost importance that you learn to have female orgasms from your tight little fuckhole instead of needing to touch your silly worthless clitty when you're with a guy. If you have already experienced a sissygasm, that is absolutely wonderful, princess, and my words will help to reinforce your need for this sort of sexual release while increasing your desire to play with your pussy. You know that it's best to start out gentle with your tight little pussy, sweetie. It is essential for all sissies to own a nice dildo and maybe even a nice collection of dildos and pussy plugs, sweetie, but it's best to start with just a finger to help make it all nice and wet. Yes, princess, it's wonderful to gently moisten your little pussy with your fingers before you attempt to insert anything bigger. Sissy's pussies are generally tighter and more delicate than a woman's vagina, sweetie, and that is why you must take extra care not to cause any pain to your little self in the heat of the moment. I know you crave cock in your little pussy all the time, princess, but the cock will feel so much better if you are truly ready for it to enter you. It is perfectly fine to use your finger on your silky smooth pussy, sweetie, but it can also be a good idea to put on a disposable latex glove like the ones nurses use to milk prostates, princess. Either way, sweetie, you need some sort of lubrication for your pussy, whether it's some nice high-quality lubricant or even just your saliva if there is nothing else available to you. It's better to start by gently tracing your finger around the tip of your pussy, princess, as this stimulates you much more than suddenly being penetrated by your whole finger will. You may find that teasing your pussy hole with just the tip of your finger is a better way to get it all aroused and yearning for cock than getting overzealous and inserting the whole finger straight away. Good girls like to be gentle with their pussies at first, sweetie, though it is certainly true that good girls love it rough from big strong men once they are all warmed up and aroused. Perhaps you giggle or moan softly as you stimulate your little pussy gently like a good girl. You should go at your own pace, princess, but after a little teasing of your sweet little pussy hole, you may find that it wants more. This is when you can start to finger yourself more deeply or even switch to a nice wet toy like a small pussy plug. I say small plug, sweetie, because we're still getting warmed up and it's nice to be stretched just a little before you attempt to take a big thick dildo or plug inside of your little pussy. Your tiny little pussy may not yet be ready to be penetrated by a big hard cock, sweetie, so it's a good idea to loosen up gradually so that you can take it without any pain or effort when the time comes. The main difference between a woman's vagina and a sissy's pussy is that women naturally lubricate themselves when they are around men, sweetie. Yes, princess, women get extremely wet when they are around masculine men, and this makes it far easier for them to take hard cocks in their pussies with little need to gradually work up to it the way a sissy may have to. You remember that this is why it's so important for a sissy to make her pussy all nice and moist before anything big and hard enters it. You think of the girliest things when you play with your pussy, sweetie, and I think it is just adorable. It's perfectly normal and to be expected if your silly little clitty stays completely limp as you play with your pussy, and this is a good thing, princess. Silly clitties like to go all numb and fade away into nothingness when a sissy's pussy's being stimulated or penetrated, sweetie, and this is because the nerve endings in your pussy are causing your body to feel the most arousal in that area while your little clitty just remains limp and worthless like it should. It's okay if you like to touch your clitty while you play with your pussy, sweetie, but only when it is perfectly limp, and you get extra points for having a sissy gasm without touching your little clitty at all. You already know that good sissies only play with their clitties when they are nice and soft, and this applies even more so when you are playing with your pussy, princess. A soft warm spurties from a limp clitty can feel wonderful for a sissy, sweetie, but we both know that a true sissy needs to have sissy gasms from her pussy which allow her to sparkle like never before and reach a higher level of femininity. Sissy gasms feel like heaven to a true sissy, sweetie, and many sissies report that they feel a calming sense of feminine tranquility wash over them after they have experienced a sissy gasm, and this feeling can easily last for an extended period of time. Sissy gasms flood a good girl's brain with happy chemicals and release all sorts of silly hormones into and out of the body, and this allows a silly sissy to feel a nice sense of inner peace and serenity after this most feminine of sexual releases. You may be able to achieve a sissy gasm just by fingering your pussy, sweetie, and if so, that is wonderful, but most sissies will need a realistic dildo to bring them over the edge. Your sissy intuition should tell you when you are nice and ready for that big hard cock, sweetie, and you should always follow your instincts. Perhaps you have more than one dildo, princess, and if so, that is wonderful, and you should let the smaller dildo fuck you first, sweetie. Even if you're nice and wet by this point, you should still lube up the cock like a good girl, princess, as a sissy can never have enough lubrication for her tight little pussy. It feels so wonderful to take a cock in your pussy, sweetie, and perhaps you're lying back with it inside of you right now and getting a little excited about taking a bigger one soon. It's up to you, sweetie, whether you want to stick with the one cock inside of your pussy or if you want to let it fuck you for a while and then switch it out for a bigger and better one. Perhaps you let an average size 6 or 7 inch dildo fuck you at first, sweetie, and now you're ready for a bigger 8 or 9 inch cock inside your little pussy. You will know better than anyone else whether you want a bigger one inside you or if you're already satisfied, princess. For the sake of your training, we're going to assume that you do in fact own a bigger dildo than the one inside of you and you're just about ready for it now, princess. If you've taken one dildo all the way inside you, then that probably means you're ready for the next one, sweetie, and maybe it even feels like you're being fucked by two dreamy guys at the same time, and perhaps that thought just fills your little heart with warm fuzzies as your pussy feels so good getting fucked hard like a good girl should. You want the bigger one and you know, princess, and you like to get it all nice and wet before it enters you. Perhaps you even give your dildos names like Alex or Derek to help to personalize them a little, and if so, that is just adorable, sweetie. Your pussy is craving for a hard rough fucking now that it's been loosened up and stimulated a little, princess, and you feel this large yummy cock enter you. It fits in all the way with little effort now that you're all nice and wet down there, sweetie. Within seconds, the whole length of the shaft is inside you, princess, and you even feel the ball slapping against your pussy as you fuck it now, just like a real cock would. You moan softly like a good girl and feel so feminine taking a big hard cock all the way inside of you. You feel proud for being able to take it all, sweetie, and I am very proud of you too, princess. You rock back and forth on it as your limp, worthless clitty remains perfectly soft and insignificant. You feel a strange sensation now, sweetie, as this big hard cock is really hitting the spot, and perhaps the feeling is a little unfamiliar, but it's nothing to worry about, princess. This is just how it feels for a good girl to be fucked deep and fast the way she deserves. You know that you need sissygasm training with dildos to get you ready for having sissygasms from real cocks, sweetie, and this is why you are going to be so committed to regular sissygasm training over the coming months. Perhaps you take your little hand and move the dildo in and out of your pussy now, princess, as it slides in and out easily now, and that feeling is just heaven to you, sweetie. You giggle as you think of what a sissy you are and what a good girl you have shown yourself to be. You know that this dildo is stimulating all the right places, sweetie, and you make the most adorable girly sounds as it fucks you deeper and deeper. You notice that this feels infinitely better than playing with your clitty, and you make a mental note that this is the way good girls should always play with themselves from now on. You look down at your limp little clitty and giggle at how tiny and silly it is while you have this big hard cock inside of you, and you can tell it's only a matter of time before your pussy has a wonderful sissygasm all over it. You slide it in and out of you more and more, sweetie, and it feels like you're getting fucked hard and rough by a big strong man the way you love it, princess. You moan softly as you feel the pure ecstasy of this big thick cock inside you, sweetie, and before you know it, your little pussy is contracting over the thick meaty cock, and it feels like you're milking a real cock with your tight little pussy as it comes all over the dildo, and you just feel so wonderful, princess. You notice that your little clitty barely leaks a drop while your pussy feels all wet and messy, almost like a man just came inside of you and left you filled with his warm, creamy good girl juice. You giggle and feel so happy at achieving your first sissygasm, sweetie, and you remember that good girls like to train regularly as it will get easier and easier over time, sweetie. You decide that you definitely prefer to play with your pussy over your silly clitty from now on, princess, and that is wonderful. You know that listening every day will yield the best results, sweetie, and listening over an extended period of time will help sissygasms to become second nature to you, princess. Remember that good girls love to have multiple sissygasms, sweetie, and there's nothing stopping you from experiencing that wonderful feminine release time and time again.